This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
Let me come in.
Oh, come on in, Swag. Water's warm in here, buddy.
Come on in.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm going to configure your widget.
I'm all alone over here. I feel like I'm in the corner watching right now.
It's breakfast time.
Okay. Swag's going to go configure Dirt's widget. Oh, my Lord.
Dirt and Sprague.
He configured both our widgets.
Oh, buddy.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three. Happy Football Friday, everybody. What's going on? We're back.
We got them, boys.
Hey, doing one show. Nothing beats a one-day work week, too. So you get a Friday, then you get a full weekend.
What'd you do for 2 weeks?
Take your hands and put it down your pants, huh?
Yeah, I got sick again. I've been sick for like a month straight. So,
oh, it's underrated. Something I've enjoyed, and I feel bad for you, is like you...
Yeah, the little kids tend to catch it.
Yeah, I don't even know if this is a kid thing. Teddy hasn't even been sick. Oh. Like, he's been okay. I got healthy.
Too many relatives.
2 days before Christmas, I found, because I remember I was sick right before Christmas. I missed that show, and then we ended. You know, we were on vacation. Got healthy a day or two before Christmas. Felt great on the holiday, and then Christmas was on Thursday. The Saturday afternoon after Christmas, so about a week ago tomorrow. I'm like, are you kidding me? And I woke up Sunday and felt like crap, and it's just, I can't kick it. It's just lingering.
Yeah, I think you'd find it how underrated, sneaky kids are. Like, he might not be showing that he's sick, but they just carry it with them.
Just germs.
And sometimes
all the time.
They just don't get impacted by it, and you do. And also,
sneezed in my face. It happens from time to time.
Been a little mucusy, and like, I feel totally fine. Yeah. I don't feel anything, but like, had to blow my nose a little bit more lately. Maybe that's just the colder weather, but.
Could be.
I feel like I've been a little sick, but not like...
You're dodging the bullet of it.
I've dodged it so far, but I still feel like ultimately I'm... Yeah.
I had one of those this morning getting ready to leave, and I blew my nose, and I'm like, what is that? I don't need any of that. We got a lot to get to in this hour of radio. By the way, we're starting potty training today, so, you know. I got that.
Okay.
Got that to look forward to this weekend.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
You get any tips on potty training?
No.
No.
You'll just learn.
Trial and error. Yeah, it's completely
trial
and error.
He'll pick it up when he picks it up. It's more about your consistency, and he'll figure it out when he figures it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Not leaving the house a lot. Going to walk around naked. You got the potties all ready to go.
Yeah,
you know, just pee everywhere. And
Pavlov's dog, as soon as he sits on that toilet, you give him a nice treat.
Okay, you were a treat family? Is that what you did?
Because
we've read some books on this that treats don't really help that much.
Well, I'm going to say something that I don't actually know if is factual. I feel like I heard, and maybe somebody just said this to me to say it to me, girls pick it up quicker than boys.
I would imagine that's probably fair.
We didn't.
We're pretty stupid species.
My oldest figured out a little quicker than my youngest, but largely it was pretty cool.
I mean, we've read that it's like, you know, give it 3 to 4 days, and then you should be all right, so we're starting today. Hopefully it's
wrapped
up.
What do you mean, all right?
Like, they're supposed to pick it up after a couple of days.
No, that's not happening.
Days?
A couple of days?
Well, no, I mean, like, to the point where...
weeks.
No, I mean, I know there will be accidents. Like, I'm not saying it'll be fully, like, we're not cleaning anything up.
It just
like,
depends who your kid is.
The
that's
basis,
not accurate.
The base level of peeing in a toilet, we're not going to have that down by Sunday. Is that what you're telling
me?
He's
going to piss his pants.
He's going to be peeing his pants.
Next week.
You pee pants? Miles Davis peed his pants. He's pretty cool. Well, that's what my weekend's going to be. So, you know, at least I'm going to be on the couch watching. I can't go anywhere because he's, you know, we got to pee every 20 minutes.
What
so.
Mommy blog did your wife read that said
know,
days?
I don't know.
I wish it was days.
I'm just going by what I'm told. I'm not reading any of this stuff. We'll make it up as we go. I'm turning Jock Jams on. You know what song he's really into right now? He learned the word boom. So we've been playing, still slaps to this day. You remember the, hey, boom, boom, boom. Dude, we bump that thing all the time on the speaker. So maybe that'll be his treat if he goes pee in the toilet. How about Ole Miss in Miami? Bigger surprise. Has to be Ole Miss, right?
It has to be Ole Miss because of their circumstance.
Yeah.
And look, you guys know me. I've been a Miami, not Ohio State guy. But I to watch them be up the way that they were, that shocked even me. I did not expect Ohio State. I didn't think they had gotten tested that much this year. I thought it was odd how they barely fell after losing the Big Ten title game and not beating really anybody of note. And I thought Texas Tech could have made a great claim that they should have been ranked higher in the top four seeding of the thing. But
shut out in the first half, 14-0.
Watching, they showed some of the Skycam overhead shots.
That pick six was an incredible play.
Oh, that was a great play. But I was watching, they showed some of the sky cam overhead shots of the middle of the Ohio State line, so the center and the two guards, and all of the stunting and everything that the defensive line, and it was Keystone Cops. Those, the middle of the Ohio State offensive line had no clue what was
coming. They got wrecked
in
that first half.
Yeah. I mean, they just.
They shorted up a little bit in the second.
They outscored them in the second
half.
I mean, Miami, to be fair, scored two offensive touchdowns.
Yeah.
It was because he had the pick six in there. They scored the first one that they scored, then there was a pick six, and then they didn't score again until Ohio State let them score with a minute to go in the game. Those are the only two offensive touchdowns they had.
Miami, I mean, look, you could say this probably about all four of the remaining, except we'll see what Indiana does. But, Miami's just going to ugly their way to a national championship if they're to win the whole enchilada.
That's their recipe.
Two touchdowns and a field goal, and then hope the defense does a score, just gets enough stops, and that's the recipe for them.
Carson Beck, do not turn the football over, and we have a chance to beat everybody.
I think given our conversation, you could say the similar thing about Oregon. Their defense is stellar, and their offense is going to shoot themselves in the foot from time to time. But, dude, I think it has to be Ole Miss to answer your question because – Chambliss, what he did in the second half, going 12-12 before finally having an incompletion, he played like the best quarterback of any of the quarterbacks remaining. And I mean all respect to everybody involved here.
Without a doubt.
He easily looks like the guy I would want to draft if you were to just say, hey, you get to watch each one of these guys in their playoff games. Which one do you want to draft? It's the guy that did multiple 360s and 180s away from defensive linemen and on the run through at 40 yards.
It's funny because I don't know this off the top of my head, but I'm willing to guess that he's the lowest on every draft board.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know where Beck falls in. I don't imagine teams are falling over themselves, but I know Mendoza and Moore.
He's
very
third
high.
Or fourth.
Yes.
Right?
On draft boards.
In the draft boards.
When does Kuiper and all the guys do like their next round of mock drafts?
Well, they do it every week.
Every week.
Oh, every week.
We get it now. Okay. Yeah.
Every week now.
I'll be curious to see what that performance and what he might do in the next round does, because if you're – the combine, I think, will be huge for him because he looks like he's at least decent-sized.
I'm looking it up right
now. So his Kuiper's latest quarterback rankings –
He's 6'6".
Who, Chambliss?
Well, that's what. Sorry.
Yeah,
I thought it was like 6'3".
I think it's,
Google, look at this. Google AI says 6 feet. So it says 6 to 6'1".
Okay.
Sorry, I read that incorrectly.
Kuiper's latest QB rankings, he is 6th behind Dante Moore 1, Mendoza 2, Ty Simpson 3, John Mateer 4, Carson Beck 5.
Well, we don't even know if Mateer's going out.
Yeah,
We don't know if Dante Moore is coming out. So,
if you want to talk about somebody that's going to fall, Ty Simpson, watch out for that. He was not good.
Yeah, I think similar to the other stuff that I would say about the other quarterback, like they can't run the football. Yeah, like they just can't.
They're too one dimensional.
That's who they've been. It's a high wire, tight wire rope walk every time they play.
Yeah, I just. His arm strength, no problem there. His ability to read. I mean, I think I saw the stat. Georgia had not lost a game when leading going into the fourth quarter since 2018.
And this Kirby does not do that. He does not lose those games.
Hey, by the way, Kirby, I think he's 1-3 now in the Sugar Bowl. Stay away from the Sugar Bowl.
Just keep him out of New Orleans. He's got a New Orleans problem on his hands.
But yeah, I mean, I think it has to be Ole Miss. The whole situation's disgusting. I think it's gross for the sport.
Yeah.
I think the lack of conversation by the tastemakers kind of tells you all you need to know, that Lane's there and he's trying to advocate to be on a broadcast. And the OC is now in the LSU football building today, but he's going to go back and coach Ole Miss. And I just think the whole thing is disgusting. So for Ole Miss to go out and play that way, one thing to beat Tulane at home. It's another to beat Georgia and come back in the fourth quarter and win in that fashion. That was easily the most impressive thing.
Yeah, I mean, I know you've been harping on Ohio State for a lot of the year, and I think for the majority of the time I've agreed with you. And there's been moments when you look at them this year and think to yourself, they haven't really been tested by anybody.
No, their schedule was cake.
You played Texas in the opening game of the season, and Texas is fine, but they didn't end up being the Texas we thought they were going to be as the year went on. And then, like, if I were to power rank the top five teams in the Big Ten for you, I'd imagine, well, obviously, Indiana's on that list, Oregon's on that list, Iowa's on that list, USC probably on that list. So then Ohio State would be the other of the top. They didn't play any of the other top five teams in the Big Ten.
Even with USC, I don't feel good on that list past a certain three.
No doubt. And I'm not,
that was it.
And Washington they beat, who was fine, and 8-4 this year, and that was a close game at halftime. But I think the point being, there's been this weird balance for me this year with Ohio State of, on the one hand, they're Ohio State and I know the talent profile of the roster, and so you want, and they just won the national championship.
Yeah.
While also simultaneously, like, yeah, but they haven't really played anybody. So I've seen both sides of the argument. I think I lean more on your side. If I would have gambled the game, I would have taken Miami plus the points.
That's a lot of points, dude.
A lot of points, man. We saw them against Indiana and they bogged him down offensively, and Saiyan hasn't really been tested against elite level defenses. Mm-hmm. I think the layoff certainly impacted them, which, hey, funny when the shoe's on the other foot, because they said it wasn't a big deal last year.
Right. Day didn't use that as a crutch, though.
I don't think any coaches, which they shouldn't, but it's okay to acknowledge that sitting around for a month and not playing football and then getting asked to go play high-level football against a team who got a tune-up game, that's not an easy thing to do. And so they just were a step slow. They outplayed them, I thought, in the second half. They outscored them, at least, in the second half. The pick six ended up being the difference in the ball game. But I wasn't shocked that Miami won the game. Genuinely, like, head sewn to the carpet, shocked that Ole Miss won.
Same.
With everything going on with their coaching staff being gone, all the chaos and craziness, you're playing a team who I think we would all argue by the end of the year, Indiana and Georgia were playing better than anybody, and Georgia just dominated Alabama in the SEC title game. Mm-hmm. And yes, they had to deal with the layoff, and that was a thing for them, and they weren't perfect offensively, but just that one to me was, oh my God, there's not a person alive that filled out their bracket that had Miami versus Ole Miss on that side. And now the reality that we are facing, no matter which way you slice it, Ole Miss or Miami being in the national championship game.
Pete
and we
Golding,
will find out next Thursday.
Which, by the way, I asked Swag this during the break. Where do you stand on this? Do we technically, starting next year when college football comes back into our lives and kicks off, and LSU's on the TV, does it say national championship winning coach Lane Kiffin?
No, he can't claim that. He doesn't get it. No, if you don't coach the games, you cannot do that. He did not win a national championship. A team that he coached won a national championship.
But is it not odd to be asking that question and be this is so weird.
Who's the, when Mike Johnston got fired in Pittsburgh, who was the guy? Was it Bielsma? Who did they hire?
Oh, they ended up winning it?
Disco Dan.
Does Mike Johnston count as a...
I mean, I think he technically got a ring, but he doesn't claim
that
he won.
That's a little different,
though.
Well,
it's a little bit different, but he coached the team and then they won.
But for the whole year?
Yeah, not the whole year.
Yes,
he's not doing the whole year?
Well, I know. I don't think he should, but
it's like Steve Fisher at Michigan with the Fab Five.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, okay.
That's a good poll. Yeah, just all of it is so stupid, man. And I'm rooting like hell for Ole Miss. Like, I found myself as that game went on last night, especially when they missed that face mask call.
Dude, that was egregious. How do you miss that?
I don't know. That's out in the open with the ball carrier. There's four officials staring at it.
And then you have to punt the ball right back to them, and then they go down and tie the game, and you're just like, and then they got the PI call on the next drive, and you're like, so they're getting the whistle.
I am all for, I forget which NFL coach was all for it. Maybe it was Belichick.
The Sky Judge face mask thing?
But you
come back and retroactively call it, dude.
No, I think coaches, like the challenge, you should be able to challenge anything when it's that bad and that missed and that obvious.
Why not the Sky Judge? Even if, hey, there's a face mask. We missed it. 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, just convene after the play.
That's easy.
If you're willing to convene after a play to tell me there's 1 second left on the clock, which, by the way, can I ask you guys a question on the air?
Oh, don't get me started on the end of that stupid football game.
Why was Georgia allowed to run a play?
Because if you fall on the ball,
it was a technically
fumble. It's a technical. So it was an onside kick,
yeah,
and he just fell on it. He didn't try to advance, get up and run. He fell. They said the rule is the clock doesn't start. So it's essentially the same as a fair catch. If you simply fall on it,
so
and you're on the ground.
Okay, so they kicked an onside punt? Is that what they... Because I left the room. I thought the game was over, and I came back,
and
I'm like...
No, it was an onside kick. He squibbed it.
But I thought you had to free...
No, they changed it. It's a free kick.
What are we doing here?
Dude, don't get me. They had to push the stage off the damn
field. I walked out of the room. I was doing something. I came back, and I'm like, Georgia's running a play, and there's 1 second left on the clock. What is happening right now?
I was at my brother-in-law's, and I was watching the game on my phone, and we're also playing a family game. And I'm like, dude, they're going to do this? And as it was my turn for the game, I look down, and Georgia has the football. It's 39-34, and I'm like, wait a minute. It was 37-34. What happened here? Right. And then I went back and I saw the. I went back and rewound.
I saw the safety.
It,
I just thought the game was over.
This is
the ball. The ball did
hit
the pylon and there was a tick left. That is accurate.
End the game.
End the game.
At that point,
by the time the stage is on the field,
it's
the game is over.
Yes. Shooting confetti off.
Agreed.
It's over.
If there's confetti in a stage, what are we doing?
If Georgia players are hanging their heads, crying on the sidelines, the game is over. The game is over.
We've got the final call from the Ole Miss radio guys with the whole pitchy pitchy woo woo play and
God,
all
that was the longest pitchy pitchy woo woo,
and it went on a minute, and you could tell how disgusted they were that the refs basically ruined the.
Can I give you one more take?
The whole celebration.
The whole
of
celebration.
It. Imagine if an Ole Miss player, by the way, on that play like gets hurt
gets
too,
hurt
and you're like, oh my God.
If we're gonna have, if we're gonna agree, Sky Judges should bump in and just like, hey, everybody's seen the replay at home. It's clearly a face mask. Give them the face mask penalty. Why is the play allowed to continue if there's a forward pass on the lateral forever play?
Totally, if it's an offensive penalty, blow
done.
It dead.
It's
blow
done.
It dead.
We know where this is going. It's not going to count. Call it dead. Yeah. Stop this eight more, and then somebody gets tackled because somebody could get hurt.
So stupid.
I hated it. We need to change that right now. But I will say, Ole Miss being down 21-12 at half, everybody and their mom thought that game was over.
When they got the scoop and score,
butchered
game
the end
over.
Of the first half.
Yes, couldn't get the field.
And
it was a disaster.
Like, okay, they're bum-fuzzled right now.
Bum-fuzzled, I like that.
Bum-fuzzled?
Bum-fuzzled is a great word.
Who you doing? Bum-fuzzled. What a day for you.
You're on a roll today, Swigard.
Yeah, you are.
It's a new year.
New year, new you? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Do you have a synergy for Rashad and Joe?
Were they bum-fuzzled while we were out? Was the audience a little bum-fuzzled that we weren't here doing shows?
I
we're
think
back
they
today?
Were.
Speaking of being bum-fuzzled, let's play some audio in the next segment.
Is that a real word, bum-fuzzled?
I think it's a real word. I'll give him credit.
I don't think he knows. I think he's wondering himself.
I've heard it many places, many times.
Many, is he? He got it?
Name a place you've heard bum-fuzzled.
Whoa.
A lot of play-by-play broadcasts.
Bum-fuzzled?
You dropped that one on a Pilots game?
Yeah,
I think I have.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Shout out to you, dude.
Let's get to some fun with audio as we kind of put a bow on the weekend that was, and then we got to start diving into the NFL, man. We got the last week of the NFL season coming up.
It is a word.
It is a word. Thumbs
up. To be
up.
Confused, perplexed, or flustered.
B-U-M-F-U-Z-Z-L-E-D.
Yeah. Bum-fuzzled.
Yeah. That's a fun way to say a word. It's a fun way to spell a word. It's great. I
next
like
time
it.
I'm confused. I'm so bum-fuzzled.
I'm a little bum-fuzzled right now. Yeah. I'm not bum-fuzzled by the lack of breaks that we have, so it's going to be a quick one. We'll be back in like 15 seconds talking some more college football next on The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, let's ask a question of how do we handle this. Now, I'm not rooting for this outcome because it would negatively impact me, but I can understand the rooting interest. I think of a lot of people in this playoff are Indiana and their story. How do you not root for that if you're just a general college football fan?
You realize everybody outside of the green and yellow is rooting against you, right? Because
without
that team
doubt
is so likable and
it.
Fun.
Can I also ask something? Now, I have a mantra that I love bringing up from time to time. Mm-hmm. Is it? Am I right? Is anybody giving us? I feel like everybody's going to pick Indiana to win this game.
Well, I think Duck fans will certainly. I think Oregon's going to keep it a really close contest. But yeah, I think majority of America's going to pick Indiana.
Nobody's giving us a chance.
But also, based on what we've seen, rightfully so.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing against it.
I'm just asking, is my statement finally correct?
It's finally
accurate?
Yeah,
okay.
Based on,
hey, chip
based
on the shoulder,
on
baby.
The previous
That's right
meeting,
where I want to be.
How it went down. And Now, Cignetti will rub some people the wrong way.
You still think he does, huh?
Wait,
I'm
why
not
do
saying
you say
all.
That? Why do you say that? I think he's weird. And
I think he's
enjoy...
tampered it way down this year. I think his whole thing he said was last year I felt like I needed to do something to put us on the map, and I knew this would help us put.
Oh, I'm not saying anybody that's paid attention.
He's not talking a lot of S this year. He's not doing the Google Meet.
He certainly I don't think we're going to get much of anything from either Lanning or Cignetti. I think there is a healthy respect between those two for what each other has accomplished.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to talk trash.
The other storyline, I don't know if you guys mentioned it, and I was doing something else in here, but all four head coaches are former Nick Saban assistants.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
That they are.
We don't need to give Nick Saban. He picked Alabama to win that game, and of course they lost by 35, so I don't really want to give Nick Saban a bunch of flowers today. I'll say this on Cignetti. He hasn't done it, but also he does it in little subtle ways that, like, it's not...
Yeah, the facial reaction after Alabama's fourth down call is essentially talking trash.
Well, I think there will be those old, you know, stodgy college football people. One, they haven't paid their dues. I think there'll be a little bit of that. And that he's not, I don't know, that he's not respectful of, I don't know. Which is crazy to say, but I can just see some, you know, people in the blue bloods and that sort of thing who just, one, cannot wrap their head around Indiana being the best football team in the country this year, and they haven't earned it. They have to go earn your stripes.
Which is a ridiculous thing to say, given they're undefeated. They beat Ohio State.
They have the three most,
like,
the collection of wins that they have at Oregon over Ohio State, and a 35-point win over
the
number
one remaining team,
SEC team in the regular season. Like,
well, and here's the thing: is the post game, I can't remember if it was either his on-field interview with not Holly Rowe. Who was the other gal? Was it Stormy?
No, Stormy was at the Ducks game.
Who am I thinking of? Anyways, it was the other gal. She interviewed him in the post game, and I can't remember the basis of the question.
It was Taylor McGregor.
Okay. I can't remember exactly what the question was, but his answer was basically, well, the only reason surprising because of what it says on our jerseys.
Yeah.
Because that was the way he's like, this isn't a shock to us. We expected to win this game.
Well, this is a sport that continues to, maybe even more than baseball now, They have to fight their past. They have to fight their history and tradition, which is why we have this stupid bowl game. We can't just cut the cord and move on to a playoff.
Well, the Rose Bowl was played at a weird time yesterday to you guys, wasn't it?
It was an hour early.
Oh, they moved it up an hour earlier.
So we
normally
didn't, you know.
The Tournament of Roses was like 2 p.m. We're kicking that game off, come hell or high water.
And they moved
and
it
they
up.
Had to. They had to go. I don't know how many meetings they had to have just to get them to move the damn kick up an hour because it affected the Tournament of Roses parade and all the other stuff that goes on.
Well, and we're used to good weather, right?
Who cares about parades?
We got all that rain that was going on, but
they very much care about it down there.
Get
but also like. Very weird to not watch a Rose Bowl and see the sunset reference.
Yeah.
And the lights turn on. We didn't get that with that game.
No, we did not. Are you okay? Did you survive?
I can't believe I'm telling you this.
I
am okay.
You're okay? We all survived.
I think college football is now worse than baseball.
I'm with you on
that. Baseball in the last 5 years has started to recognize that it is the 21st
century. It's okay to evolve as a sport.
And we can adapt. College football is still stuck. They're fighting themselves to get there.
I saw a clip this morning. I was perusing social media this morning, and I saw a clip come out. Peter Schrager, I guess, on the Simmons pod, basically throughout, like, Cignetti should be the number one candidate for NFL teams.
I don't blame anybody for wanting to hire that guy.
You know who is number two?
Who? My guy again?
Your guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he'll
always
be.
NFL teams are looking for candidates, those are the two best culture program builders.
Yeah, Marcus Freeman turned down the Giants.
Yeah, Marcus Freeman over the break said no.
They sniffed around on him, and he said no to that one. I don't know if he was offered
the job. With the Giants would be amazing.
Well, people have also pointed out that he might have said no to the Giants, and yeah, he got his extension. Might be a perfect fit for Pittsburgh. If Tomlin doesn't beat Baltimore.
Oh.
Which I heard that and I'm like, that is a good point. He would be great at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I feel like with a lot of these guys, though, like the lesson that they should learn is you could go to the NFL at any time. Like, NFL offers will never stop as a college coach. So do you want to.
But it's the NFL, man.
I know.
It's the highest of high.
Well, for Cignetti, how old is Cignetti?
63 or 4, right?
He's up there. I know
he's
that.
62.
That's a little different than Lanning and Freeman, who are both under 40.
Well, that's totally fair.
I don't think any of them are going.
64.
It's interesting that he was like the number one. Is Cignetti. Yeah. How impressive a job, and you said it earlier, you think it's the best job ever coaching in any sport ever.
Yeah, Herb Brooks was a good one to throw at me because, you know, that was a pretty big deal, winning a gold medal and beating Russia.
But
they couldn't do that.
And look,
they're a little bit different because it's a one-off, it's a one Olympics, it's different.
Yeah, versus transforming and being multi-yeared now.
From a, like, hiring a guy to run a program or a franchise, is there anything that comes close to it?
Rebuilding an entire team, especially a team with that like kind of
it's not just getting them over the hump. They were one of the worst in the history of the sport.
Yes.
The only other recent thing that comes to mind is the Vegas Golden Knights getting to the Stanley Cup final in their first year of existence.
Yeah, but how was that built?
But I don't know
how this was built.
Yeah, no, I understand
that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, I think some people would probably throw Coach K in there, right? Wasn't Duke kind of a laughingstock until he got there?
Yeah, but he did it over the course
of
time.
It took him a long time to get there, and that's no shame in that. He's one of the greatest of all time.
He didn't turn around in two seasons. They weren't
his asshole.
Yeah, I mean, he also probably
So I'll save my fun with audio segment coming up because we just ate up a lot of that segment. So we will get to some fun with audio. Let me ask you this, though. So I asked Sprague this earlier. If Ole Miss happens to beat Miami, which could very well happen, they just beat Georgia. And if Indiana beats Oregon again, who do we root for to win a national championship?
I think I root for Ole Miss at that point because I would love all of the rhetoric around Lane Kiffin.
It would be
and for those
the
players.
Idea of them winning a title without him and him never winning a title as a head coach would be the funniest thing that has ever happened in sports.
Like he left, and we said this when he did it.
Yes.
He left a team before the playoffs started to go to an institution that he in his mind says, I have my only best chance to win the whole thing.
There's
at
a
this place.
Ceiling at Ole Miss that we can do great things and have great seasons, but never
for them win to do that would just be. All time, what did you do? I could not be rooting harder against a coach in all of the sport of any coaches that exist than him.
And especially the way he's handled it, too.
And, dude, he got me. He turned his reputation around in my mind and how I viewed him, and I rooted for him. I thought it was fun. I couldn't believe he was going to leave, and then he left, and... Like, good for all of those guys, man, except some of the assistants dabbling in both waters. That's odd, but... Good for those players. Good for Pete Golding. That was tremendous. To watch them win the whole thing and to see him never win at LSU would be not even an opinion. It's just by definition, hilarious. And I hope that that's what happens. But in that instance, I root for Indiana.
Imagine saying in August that the national championship game could be Indiana versus Ole Miss.
And Ole Miss's head coach is going to leave right before
and
the
playoff. And Lane Kiffin's not going to be coaching Ole Miss. Yeah. Ole Miss, last year was their year. They send all those guys into the NFL. It's supposed to be a restarting year for them. Here they are. In Indiana, I mean, we all, like, incredible story, but there's, you can't do
but
it.
But was it
again.
A one-year wonder? Was
one
it fluky?
Off.
Was
not
it
doing it.
Nobody
scheduled.
Gave him the chance. No,
nobody picked him to win the Big Ten.
We barely talked about that game on this show.
No
we
juice.
Were like, 7.5. They're not going to cover.
Guess what you got next week? A little bit of juice.
Well, and then also, juice. By the way, the wrinkle in Ole Miss is that they're going to lose their coach. And then the guy that's going to take them to the national championship is the backup quarterback.
Yeah. Yes, not even the guy who was going to start.
D2 champion.
A D2
was
champion.
At Ferris State last year.
That's
Man. Right. Dude, this is all of this is great.
Look, this is such a fun time for the sport.
There's a million problems with it, and we talk about those ad nauseum, and they will be on display again today because the portal is open and just chaos. And that will
you
be the story.
Flip
line.
It the other way, though.
Mario
against the Ducks.
Dude, oh, man. This is it. Like, if you would have told me when the bracket came out that my team, if they are able to, and it's a big if because they are a great team, mm-hmm. beat Indiana in the semifinal game, it's either going to be Miami or Ole Miss waiting for them in the national championship game. Like, that's now on the horizon for me.
Also,
do you realize what's at stake in the next week?
Can we
I'm
agree?
Not going to be, this is going to be unhealthy.
Can we agree that Ole Miss, Indiana, more... From a non-local angle, let's take ourselves out of this, right?
Out of the bubble.
From just a pure joy watching a football game, Indiana Ole Miss seems like it'd be better because Miami-Oregon might be 9-6 is the final.
Miami-Oregon would be ugly. A lot of people hate Miami and Oregon. There's a lot of negativity around that, whereas Ole Miss in Indiana is more of like, this is fun.
I'm more like, just thinking like points and storyline. Like from outside of our bubble, because here in that bubble, Mario and Oregon in the title game
the vitriol that would fly.
Crazy. Great for us, but...
God, this next couple weeks could be unhealthy for me. All right, one final college football segment. Let's have some fun putting some audio bows on this stuff, and we'll start diving into the NFL. By the way, Sprague and the Line in the final hour. You got to get your sponsors in.
Dude,
it was a rough week
that?
For
Did
us
I
as
get a
show.
Draw? Did I?
So we'll go over it. Okay. We'll go over it.
Yeah,
I got it all written down.
You guys had a weird thing.
Well, you put your picks in too early. You didn't have to, but you texted them.
Weird thing, though.
The line when we made the technically make the picks was not 6.5. It was 6. So I gave you a draw.
Okay.
Why didn't you guys stop me? I just got lazy and I just picked Christmas Day.
You guys picked on Wednesday and I was like, why are you both texting your picks
on
Wednesday?
I don't even know what damn day it was. I saw him put it out. I was like, oh crap, I better get something in.
Well,
I already took an over.
I'm like, wait.
Already once this season.
I forgot what days all the games were happening. I was off work. I told him this morning, I'm like, today's Friday. It doesn't feel like Friday.
No, I actually came in. I did the New Year's Eve show with Suk and Anthony and I asked, I was like, I genuinely don't know what day it is.
These last 2 weeks,
we
need to do something as a country because Europe doesn't work. And we just are stuck. Like, people had to work the day after Christmas.
They did, yeah.
And they went into work doing nothing because nobody does anything the day after Christmas.
No, they don't. One last college football segment, and then we'll dive into the NFL after this on The Fam. All right, let's take a audio smorgasbord route around what happened over the weekend. You guys ready for that? Here is, if you missed the end of the Sugar Bowl, we had people call, or not call, but text in earlier like, hey, I turned the game off. How did the final score end up being that? What the hell happened? Let me explain to you. Here is the final call from Ole Miss Radio in the Sugar Bowl.
There's the snap. Stockton wants to throw. Looking over the middle. Lots of time. People running down the field. There's a quick toss over to the sidelines. Going to come to the near side. Got to get him on the ground. And he's looking to throw to the near side to Lucky. Lucky's got it. He's hit. He's going to throw it back over to Cash. Cash in the middle of the field at 35. They throw it far side. It's going to bounce. It'll be picked up there by Young. Now back to Lucky here on the near side. He'll flip it to the sideline to Cash. There comes flags down. He's going to throw it back toward the middle of the field. And it's going to be caught and loose ball. Young flips it again. It's flipped now back. And Stockton is in trouble. He's tackled. Can you put it in
now
the books
over.
Now? Put it in the books. We got flags down, though. Let's see
that
what the flags are.
That was a blindside
block. It's declined by rule. The game is over.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Blindside block. That's
Bring
what
the
it
stage
was.
Back out.
For the third
the
time.
The third time is the charm. The Ole Miss Rebels will advance.
Can we? I think next week we'll obviously have a lot of Oregon, Indiana stuff, but like, and we hope to speak with Mr. Fisher again.
Yes, our good friend. He got some nice run on ABC yesterday.
We should try to get Rebel guy on. Let's try to get Miami's guy on. Well, Miami's guy might be difficult. He's kind of an older, more cranky guy, but
Miami's guy. Have we ever had their play-by-play guy on before?
No, but okay. I know him through the Lebatard show, and they constantly tease how like much of an a-hole he is. But we should hit every spot going into those games.
We absolutely should. Our guy Don Fisher got some great run on ABC yesterday. He's been calling Indiana games forever. We had him on for the Oregon Indiana, the Indiana Ohio State game, I think last year, or the Oregon Indiana game this year, and so chatted with him multiple times. Here he is calling essentially, the game is over at this point. The touchdown to Surratt in the third quarter.
Hemby in the backfield now with Fernando Mendoza. Takes the snap. Fernando looks left, fires it down the field. He's got Surratt. Touchdown! What a perfect throw by Fernando. 24 yards, and Indiana scores again.
Now, the follow-up question to this in the aftermath of this game is, I think the post-game interview caught a lot of people off guard after the Big Ten title game of, oh my God, what did I just watch?
Mendoza.
Has the goober warmed up on you?
Well, that's like the first time I actually heard that Oregon won. It's got locked into the game. However, Oregon, fantastic Big Ten opponent. We went over there, and it's really hard to beat a team twice. Oregon, Dante Moore, you know, Dan Lanning, and their defense coordinator, Lou Poy, new head coach Akami. Those guys are legit. And so I think it's going to be a great matchup. Can't wait to play some good football against that. I think it's going to be a great matchup. All respect to them. I mean, I got to get the game plan. I got to get to watch and film now. They're a tough opponent.
That post-game, he looked.
That was the longest on-field post-game interview.
It went on forever. Forever.
He's clearly becoming, like, he's a big face in that sport. He's going to be potentially a number one pick. He's clearly going through his media training and learning how to be presentable and nice. He's got a Kirk Cousins, aw shucks, I'm a positive guy, happy-go-lucky dude. I have no problems with Mendoza. I like making fun that he's kind of goober.
He's a very goobery guy.
He also seems like a hell of a teammate. He called his offensive line
the Hoggies.
The Hoggies.
Can we get him? We need to find that interview of him saying Hoggies and have Hoggies.
It was that interview.
Yeah, I know. Pull Hoggies as a drop because he said Hoggies like 15 times in 30 seconds.
Let me see.
They named the offensive lineman the MVP of the game. He and everybody else went crazy and celebrating.
Yeah, that was the transfer from
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was great. He's just, he's a different cat,
he's
man.
He's a very different cat.
He's very unique in his approach. He tries to, you can tell he gets ahead of his words sometimes when he's talking, his excitement. He was using the word conglomerate, but he couldn't say it clearly the first time. And so he's like, we came together a conglomerate. And like he's working on it, but
he's figuring it out.
He makes me smile.
Our guy Fernando, unless he beats me again, then I hate you forever, Fernando.
Yeah.
Here is how it sounded in the play that ended up being the difference on Friday night. What a great way to start the New Year's Eve celebration. Miami Ohio State was a phenomenal game, and this ended up being probably the difference in the game.
Second down and 16 after the 6-yard loss. Ohio State with the ball at the Miami 22. Low snap. Sand throws. That's intercepted. Jacoby Thomas. It might go all the way. It's a drag race to the end zone. He's at the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Touchdown. Jacoby Thomas. Making Keontae Scott. It's Keontae Scott. He jumped the route. 78 yards for a Miami touchdown.
I feel like we almost saw a handful of those this weekend where guys are jumping the screens. Defensive linemen are doing that a lot more now where you kind of get that wide rush.
The tell is out there. The defenses can see the formations and say, this is a screen.
Yeah, and then you're opening yourself up to them doing the pump and then somebody's going downfield and all of a sudden you give up an explosive play. I was wondering when Oregon was going to do that because it felt like Texas Tech was jumping a lot of their screens that they were calling.
Swag wanted more all screens, over. And I was like, I think they're reading the screen.
Well, I just wanted, like, at one point, can we give a pump and then send somebody down, like, block. Nope, I'm going down the sideline.
They did it later.
They had one eventually later on in the game. I think they missed it to Sadiq.
Wasn't
it
almost
wrong.
Picked? I think that was the one where they might have missed the connection with Sadiq.
Yeah, Sadiq didn't turn around. Yeah. He was like trying to find him
one. I thought that one was to DeCorian Moore.
Okay, maybe it was, yeah.
They had a couple others. They were trying to hit Sadiq on a wheel route, and they missed it.
Well, Scott is highly regarded in a lot of the mocks that I've read about what his coverage is like. He's got a really high football IQ. It's a hell of a play to get on a saying, but... You know, I was thinking about with these four teams, where we're at of, like, are these, do we feel like this is representative of the best four teams?
I love that question because I'm simultaneously going to throw back at you, I don't care.
No. I don't say I care. I'm excited about all these games.
Because I feel like we do this in college football, and maybe this exists in other sports, where the second a team loses, immediately they're fraudulent and their conference is fraudulent.
Sure.
And it's like, well, haven't we all agreed for the majority of the year everybody is a little fraudulent? Now, maybe Indiana ends up proving the team that's not fraudulent. They're on. They have a chance to be the first ever, what would it be, 17-0? 16-0. Because I think with Clemson, I think, went 15-0, and they were the only team. Maybe LSU did it that year as well. 16-0, first time ever. So maybe they're the one that's not. Everybody's got issues. Everybody's got warts, and it just, whose warts show up in the wrong time might end up, you know, deciding who wins the title.
Well, it's more just, I look at it as the NFL style. Like, the NFL will give us conference championship games where I don't go in and go, ah, these are the four best teams.
Yeah, I don't think Ole Miss is one of the four best teams in the sport. But they're in the Final Four.
But if Lane had stayed,
I still wouldn't say that. No, I don't think they're one of the four. But from a talent profile standpoint,
well,
I don't think they're one of the four best teams in the sport.
The talent profile thing is tough because I think if you mix that in with what you've seen, Ole Miss being in that top four conversation isn't obscene.
I'm not saying they're a mile
they
away.
They should have
beaten
Georgia the first time they played.
I don't know about should have, but they gave
you
up.
You don't think so?
Georgia scored every time they touched the football.
Well,
literally every
time
they touched the
football.
The
second half and that fourth quarter were really the difference.
They
in
touched
that,
it eight times. They scored eight times.
I'm just
in
saying
that game.
Ole Miss was leading that game.
They were for sure leading.
And then Georgia came back and ended up kind of running away with it.
No
but
doubt
they
about
had
it.
Opportunities in that one.
I just like that we've gotten to a point now where that's we have to ask that question because that's great for the sport. It used to be this is kind of the phase that the NBA was in, and maybe OKC is going to blow this up and win 17 straight titles. But that was the NBA for a long time, right? Like, you felt like going into the year, you could say this team, and this team are going to win or be competitive outside of that, and nobody has a chance. That was college football forever. Let me guess, Alabama, Georgia, or Ohio State, or Clemson. Mm. That was like a decade of the sport, and now we're to the point where we're like, Ole Miss?
Shout out the Hoggies.
Yes, that's perfect. Dude, Miami lost to Louisville and SMU.
Yeah.
Like, what? And they're in the they're two wins away from winning a national championship. I love that for college football.
No, I do too. I think this is fantastic. It's just, and at different points, I think you can make an argument. These are the four best.
Yeah. And to your point, maybe Ole Miss is playing that way now and they've scaled up. And, you know, they were close to beating Georgia the first time. There's no doubt about it.
They've been in that top 5-6 most of the year. Oregon was in the top four for most of the year. I thought Ohio State was somewhat fraudulent, so they got a benefit. Indiana was number one basically from start to now.
Yeah.
And
the Oregon win,
Miami, like, after the Notre Dame win, I know that was super early, first game of the year, but, like, going into the Louisville game, they were in that same conversation. So,
yes, they were.
We're surprised by some of these teams being where they're at, but also we shouldn't be shocked. And I think this is great for the sport because everybody is close together. You are sitting with a chip on your shoulder, nobody giving you a chance. But I think that's what's funny about Oregon this year is, like, the one year you the one year you didn't think national championship.
No.
Oregon winning it that season.
They're two wins away.
Like, all those other years, the Mariota final year, right? Even going into that playoff.
The Bo Nix return year.
The Bo Nix return
year. Last year was supposed to be the most talented Oregon roster we've ever
seen.
And
you went undefeated and won the Big Ten.
It would be really funny if this was the year it
happened. This was the year it happened, and none of you guys were really ready for it.
Absolutely wild. One more here we'll throw in. How about our guys, Jerry and Jorgie, with a call that I'm sure will live on Oregon highlight tapes for a long time to come.
Here's Morton, empty backfield. Five receivers, three left, two right, back to throw. Has time. Step throws. His arm was hit. Ball came out. Mateo with the steal. Mateo with the five. Ball comes out. He gets it back. It's Oregon's ball. He stole it from him. I was going to say it was an interception, but he picked that ball away from him.
Yeah, did that go down as a fumble?
I'll have to look.
Well, what else would it be?
He knocked it out of his hand as his hand was coming forward, and then he caught it.
Isn't that a strip sack?
I think so, but I
didn't think
sure.
His hand came all the way forward.
It wasn't coming all the way forward, but I was curious if he had not held on to it, if the ball hit the ground, if it would have been ruled an incomplete pass. I think it was technically ruled a fumble, but it was kind of a gray area.
It was a fumble.
If the ball would have hit the ground and he didn't pin it against his hip, would it have been ruled an incomplete pass?
Ooh.
That's why I was curious of the call. Because if you go back and watch, it was like right when his arm.
Yeah,
right
when it as a fumble.
It was one of those like, was the arm starting to come forward or was it not in forward motion yet?
I thought it was all the way in the back.
Yeah, I did too.
Took it off.
Yeah. So there you go. A little audio smorgasbord from around the quarterfinal games. Fun weekend of football. The Oregon-Texas Tech game kind of sucked. The Alabama Indiana game sucked. The other two games were awesome. We'll see what the semifinals deliver next week. Let's start diving into the NFL. Final week of the regular season. It kicks off tomorrow with some massive games. We'll get into that. Spring line in the final hour. Back after this on The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, welcome back in. Lots of NFL to get to. We'll spring the line coming up at 9:30. Go over who we picked. For those, we sent out the tweet, but we weren't on the air last week. Whoa. Nobody had a winning weekend, if you're wondering how it went. It wasn't pretty, but we'll give you the season standings and where we're at. I want to save Niners and Seahawks for the top of the hour because that is a massive game and it deserves more time than what we can allot to right now. But going into the final weekend of the NFL season, let's start with the first game tomorrow. Be honest. Trust Tree. We're all living in it. Are we excited to watch Panthers and Bucks? The division is on the line.
Not excited. I'm intrigued.
You're intrigued. Now, why are you intrigued?
Because the winner's hosting a playoff
game. Yes.
Do either of you think that, will either of you pick the winner of this game to beat the LA Rams or the Seattle? Would Seattle be ahead of LA if they
That's
lose?
That's what I don't know. Would Seattle fall to the five?
I'd imagine they would, right?
Well, I thought the Niners were, and then somebody broke it down.
No, because if
the
Niners beat them, the Niners will have swept them. So I think they would fall to six.
So the Seahawks would fall to six?
Didn't they split? They split.
I got an email in my inbox here that says Week 18 playoff scenarios. Yes. So should I peruse
through
that?
Yeah, peruse that.
Because Seattle might be getting a gift if they lose. Like my
that's right. They split with the Rams.
Yeah. But they have gotten swept by the Niners.
Yes.
And then they swept the Cardinals.
This is just telling me that if Seattle wins, they clinch the NFC title in the number one seed.
It doesn't say what happens if they lose. Because if the Niners lose, they go to the six.
It does not say it.
But anyways, yeah, it's no, I will not pick either of those
teams.
So
that's the part of it.
Them.
Like, it's you're going to host a playoff game and you win a division.
We just watched
I get
Seattle
that.
And Carolina play.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So that's where it's like, I get what's at stake. I understand the argument, but they're not winning a playoff
game. I don't believe.
But the Rams lost to Carolina.
They did, but I'm not picking that to happen twice.
I don't believe Carolina can win a playoff game.
Who do we give a better chance to win a playoff game to, Carolina
Tampa.
Or Tampa?
Carolina. I don't say that. It's like I'm happy
no.
to say
no, I just love
Tampa's
that you both answered in half of a second that was the
Tampa,
different answer.
Depending on how healthy there are. Because
they're not healthy. He's not healthy. Baker is not healthy. They've lost eight of
They've
nine
They've been terrible
games.
For 2 months, dude. They're sinking like a stone.
They're 1-8.
I got a futures ticket on them winning the Super Bowl. I don't think that thing's going to cash.
Burn that thing.
No.
That thing is
I think
dead.
Carolina's going to win the game.
Carolina on the road is not very
Carolina on the road is not very good.
What's the weather like in
Wirfs
Tampa?
Might be back, too, for Tampa.
Let me see what my Tampa weather
we'll
is tomorrow.
We'll see if they get Wirfs back and if the receivers are look healthier.
But I think Baker's – I think he's hurt, man.
Yeah, there's got to be something up. It just hasn't been pretty. We got a chance at rain at night, small chance of showers during the day, light rain. Though.
It's crazy. Oh, okay.
74
it won't be
degrees.
The mud bog. It
no
was
mud
that
bog,
other game.
No monsoon. 74 and a chance of a shower.
He's not having a great season, and his numbers are still going to be over 3,500 yards, 25 touchdowns, and 10 picks.
Like, who's that,
Baker? That's Baker's down year. Like, that's a pretty good spot to be in. And I think if they lose, Todd Bowles is going to get fired.
What if Bryce Young wins a division title? Give that guy a $200 million extension.
I hope they do. Like, as an NFC fan, I hope that they give him the $200 million deal, and then they live with all of that decision.
Oopsies.
I mean, I'm not going to be able to see these live, which is devastating because I'll be busy getting my ass whooped in a basketball tournament.
We got tournament. We got tournament weekend.
Oh, dude!
Come on, man!
Tournament weekend. I haven't seen my team in 2 weeks. I'm sure we're going to be in Spotico.
I'm sure over Christmas they were all dialed into their fundamentals,
locked in, ready to go.
Glad we get these two games on Saturday.
Did we like the way the schedule broke through?
No.
Yes.
Oh.
No.
We're on a great trend right now. If you guys answer an opposite with the immediate, so we got
you like having these games at the same time.
They're different times.
They're different times.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm looking at my computer.
One at a time.
That wrong. My bad.
And then the Ravens Steelers to close out
Sunday
night.
Well, I have a 3-hour problem with my computer. So
the question was,
and
Swag pointed this out accurately like 2 weeks ago, Niners and Seahawks was never going to be the Sunday night game, although it should be the Sunday night game because there's other things
at play.
No, had
the Steelers clinched,
yes,
then I think it would have been.
You think it would have been that over Carolina Tampa?
Because your theory of division or no
playoffs.
Because
Atlanta won, and that game wasn't. Well, I guess it would have been. No, I think Seahawks 49ers would have been better.
It's truly disgusting that an 8-9 team is going to win that division.
It sucks, dude. That should change that rule. You shouldn't be below 500 in the playoffs. I will die on that hill every year in the NFL. Doesn't happen often. Ugh. I don't want to watch either of them in the playoffs. Look, who am I fooling? I'm going to be watching the entire
game. I'm not excited about
but
it.
I just like, for a division that sucks, it's like
they're going to host.
They're going to host the playoff game.
Hey, is there not something to, I know we're going to get to the Seahawks Niners. Is there not something to the idea that the Rams in a handful of games, like I know the Rams are probably looked at for people as the favorite. And I kind of understand why. I'm terrified for my team to play the Rams in the playoffs.
Yes.
But I think what we're doing there is we're doing Stafford, might win the MVP.
Yeah.
We're also doing the McVay has won a Super Bowl thing.
They just lost to Atlanta. What happened there?
Well, instead of just saying simply, you lost to Atlanta, you choked away the Panther game, you choked away
the Seattle game. The Philly game.
You choked away the Yes, and the Niner game.
And
they had
Niner
Mac freaking Jones playing.
They fumbled inside the 5-yard line and lost that game.
That's five losses right there, and we just don't do that to the Rams. But if the Seahawks do that, if the Niners do that, if the Panthers do that, if the Eagles do that.
It's because they've won a Super Bowl. That's
the only
reason.
That's the only reason we're doing that instead of saying maybe the Rams are a little fraudulent.
We do have Sunday Night Football. We'll get into that, although that's very similar to me of the Buccaneers and Panthers game of like, yeah, I mean, I'm going to watch, but I'm not that excited about it.
Oh, dude, that could be the end of Tomlin or Lamar.
It very well could be. I know.
Did you see the buzz out of Baltimore?
It's not been good, but I also read a lot of that stuff is not, I don't know. It's just very weird reporting.
And Harbaugh coming. Then, maybe?
That I agree with. Do we like the Chargers? The Chargers, I believe, are the only team who aren't playing anybody this week, if I'm not wrong. Like, in terms of a playoff contender, like, they're sitting everybody.
Yeah.
Well, they don't.
Josh Allen isn't playing for the Bills.
Okay, so quarterback there, but I feel like
they're locked into a wild card spot.
They can't move.
They can move down.
They can flip flop five.
I think
and six.
They'd rather play the Pats than anybody else, to be honest with you.
But
Who, the Chargers?
Yeah.
Nah, that you can't
Why
risk.
Why would you rather play
you
the
can't
pass?
Protect.
Because I think there's one kryptonite for the Chargers, and that is if you have a good pass rush, they can't block anybody.
They can't
that
block,
offensive
so
line against Houston was embarrassing.
They got wrecked by Houston.
The first drive of the game
And you're
was,
playing the Broncos in the final week, and they're actually trying to clinch the
New
number
England
one
seed. New England has been very good this year, but they don't have the pass rush that Denver does or some of these other teams do. So I think they almost...
No, but they have probably the best quarterback
no doubt about
the sport
it.
Right
I'm just
now.
Saying if there's a kryptonite to officially end the Chargers, it's a dominant. I don't think they're going to win a playoff game because how banged up they are.
I was going to say, I wouldn't pick them to win any of those playoff games.
Let's also not act like new teams who get there for the first time just go in and steamroll a lot of times. Remember when Lamar went 15-1? What happened to the first time they played a playoff game?
So you're more terrified of Jacksonville than the Patriots.
I am.
Is Diggs going to be able to play?
He shouldn't.
Choked a woman.
I digress.
Allegedly.
All right, let's get into the 49ers and Seahawks. NFC West, the number one seed on the line. That one is tomorrow night. We'll dive into that. Springing line in the final hour. More NFL thoughts. Back after this on 105.1 FM, The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.